everything sounds better on episode 330 of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on August 3rd, 2021. Full podcast today. Do you guys want a peek into what's going on in the anime fandom right now?
Do I ever?
I feel like it's going to be like that scene in SpongeBob with the Flying Dutchman where he says, "You want to look in the fly of despair?" And he unzips it and it's just, a fucking horror show.
Yeah.
And it's going to change our lives forever and we're never going to be the same after you give us
yeah,
this.
Yeah, unrecoverable.
Right. Yeah,
but yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, go off, King.
So, because of a line of dialogue in the latest chapter of the My Hero Academia manga, a lot of people thought that the sexist, rapey, grape diaper baby character was bisexual. And then that discourse played out over the weekend. And then Polygon put out an article about it today, in which they surmise exactly why this is frustrating to a lot of people, but then also wrongfully say that this would be the character, the series' first LGBTQ plus character, which is wrong. Their two previous trans characters were in the series. They're handled very poorly, but they're there. So nobody's happy. Now I'm just here, kind of cackling and watching the world burn.
My Hero Academia.
Wow. Yeah.
Who could have guessed?
Good stuff.
Yeah. That's been my day.
My day has been coming to you from beautiful, sunny Burbank, California, where it is currently 91 degrees in my apartment. I don't know if you guys have ever had the sensation of everything in your house being
hot,
warm to the touch, but it's very off-putting.
Yeah. Like
I washed my hands right before the podcast, and like the soap was warm, and like the towel that I dried my hands with was warm, and like I ate a chocolate bar, and it was just a fucking mess. Like it did like. Everything is really, really warm, except for showers. For some reason, showers are still able to produce cold water. All the sinks can't. Like, they can best do, like, lukewarm water.
Jesus.
But the shower somehow does cold water still. I don't know how. And hot as well, obviously. But, like,
yeah,
it's been a weird week and a half. And apparently, tomorrow's the day. We're going to find out. Tomorrow's the day, our salvation.
Oh, man.
I might get air conditioning.
Ooh. Ryan, you're going to take a step into the 20th century.
Ryan gets running water.
Yeah.
And penicillin.
Oh!
What 20th century comfort do I get next? Ice boxes?
I imagine you, like, touching everything in your apartment and finding out that it's warm. If that was me, I would definitely go to the like the kid reflex of something on the other side of this is on fire. It's like when they tell you, remember, if you touch a doorknob and it's hot, don't open the door because there might be a fire on the other side, which is always a weird thing to me. I can't imagine that.
Right.
There could just be a raging fire on one side of the door and you're on the other and everything seems normal.
But the doorknob is hot.
But that was drilled into my brain so much as a kid.
But that's why.
That I think it gave me a complex.
Well, it's the same thing as, yeah, like, I think that's why they do it is so that you don't panic because people are fucking dumb and kids are already dumb before even hitting adulthood. Like, so they're doubly dumb. I sat in the exit row on the airplane when I went back home, and they said, don't open the emergency exit if the wing's on fire. Why would they say that? Because it's like on the wing, you know, the emergency exit door or whatever, and that's the row I'm sitting on. They're like, look outside first. Does it look safe? Don't open it if it doesn't. Like, it's like, really? Like, that's an instruction, but yeah, people are dumb and panicking people are worse and panicking people, children are like the ultimate ultimate combination. So yeah, they have to, I guess, explain. Is it hot to the touch?
So
wet a towel and stuff it under the crack so the smoke can't get in.
Just conveniently in a room with a sink and a towel.
Well, you don't have a sink and a towel in every room in your house or apartment?
Just a urinal. No sink. just a urinal in every single
room.
Shoving
the towel
room
into the urinal and flushing it.
Yeah, no. Dipping it in, making sure it gets wet, and then shoving it under the door.
Take your shirt off, knot it up, piss on it, and then shove it under the door.
The smell. It's the only smell worse than like burning whatever.
It's heated up piss. Yeah, no. Here's the thing. Your house is not on fire. You're being smoked out by federal agents because you're a psychopath with urinals in every room and you're trying to blockade yourself in a room.
Yeah.
Pissing everywhere.
You're not breaking any laws, but they're pretty sure something's going on.
So, like, you guys know that airplane instruction of if the oxygen bags drop, you're supposed to put yours on first and then help other people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that's actually, like, the safest way to do that, or people realized...
Yeah, it is.
They're in a panic. Like, okay, that's fair.
Because
you can survive without oxygen for a while, but you'll pass out.
Right.
And so the other person might pass out. That's fine. Then you put a mask on them and they'll regain consciousness. Like, but if everyone passes out, everyone dies. Like,
yeah.
So you, as long as one person's alive to put masks on other people, it's all Gucci.
Okay.
So you just want to keep as many people conscious as possible to put masks on other people. Like,
yeah,
is the general vibe. Also, they don't tell you that you only got like 5 minutes or so of oxygen because really it's the pilot is supposed to immediately. If you lose cabin air pressure, yeah, just fucking nosedive to where they can actually like breathe, like people can breathe again because they don't have like a ton of oxygen. Like it's it's just a very small amount for a brief period of time.
So. I remember there was a thing going around for a while. This could have been a long time ago. I may have been a kid. I could have been a teenager. I don't remember. But there was a conspiracy theory that there is no oxygen in the masks, or like attached to the masks, that all it is basically like breathing into a paper bag to try to like slowly deprive your brain of oxygen and intentionally cause people to pass out so that they don't panic. And that it was like, I remember talking to like a dozen people that were all in agreement of like, yeah, no, like the masks are to make you go to sleep. I'm like, what? No, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That'd be out there, guys.
Like, yeah.
You can't keep that many people involved in the process unaware of the fact that the masks are literally worthless. But yeah, no, it's, I think it was there was some fun video that was like an honest safety demonstration for an airplane. And it was like a pilot that was just basically like, all right, look, like the fancy video doesn't work. Like it's broken today. So I'm going to give you everything you need to know. And like just 5 minutes of him just kind of look, the life vests under your under your seat, they're not going to be necessary. You're going to die or you're going to live. Like those things aren't going to come into play. And you're like, oh, what about Sully Sullenberger? It's like none of those people had to use the life jackets. They were all evacuated onto the wing. Like there's only been one documented case in the history of aviation in which life jackets actually came into play. And it was like in Turkey in the 60s. Like you're not.
Yeah.
We might as well give you a plate of cookies under your seat. It will do as much good.
And those people fucking died because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they used the life jackets and inflated them. And then it stuck them in the plane because they couldn't dive out into the water.
They put them on before they got out of the plane. And the plane started filling up with water, which trapped them in the fuselage. And they couldn't move and they all died. So they're like, they're really pointless. Like, we really probably don't need them.
Which is why they're not actual, like, life jackets. They're, you know, they say you put them on, you swim out away from the plane, and then you pull on the string that makes them inflate.
Yeah. Like,
don't you dare fucking do that before you get out of the plane. You are going to die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and all the, like, you know, just trashing people and just, like, look, your luggage is not important. You're going to kill people if you go for your luggage. Like, yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah. Is data still such that airbags in cars kill more people than they save?
I don't know.
I feel like that,
I feel like that
was never true. I feel like that was just a thing that people say. In the same way that people say, like, yeah, no, like, if
my
you
uncle,
don't wear your seatbelt, you have a higher chance of surviving a crash if you get ejected. Yeah. No.
My uncle was ejected from the vehicle, which saved his life.
No. Yeah. I remember specifically getting that line in the high school, like, you're 16 and they have, like, the parent of a teenager who died in a car crash because they didn't wear a seatbelt come to tell you to wear a seatbelt. Yeah. They call that out specifically, that she didn't wear a seatbelt because a cousin didn't, and they thought that's why they survived their car crash.
Yeah, when in reality, they just got remarkably lucky.
Yeah.
And it didn't actually save anything. Do airbags kill more than save? Airbags cause no statistical difference in car crash deaths, except for unseatbelted occupants at low speeds.
Huh.
Where the odds of death are estimated to be 4 times higher with an airbag than without.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. At low speeds, with people not wearing seatbelts, it's much more dangerous with the airbag, I guess.
Right.
Wow.
Probably just because they're just adding more force.
Like, yeah.
Now you've also got more acceleration going towards people.
Instead of just the airbag exploding into you, you're also
going
flying into the airbag. Doubling the speed.
And the speed wasn't fast enough anyway because you were at a low, like, you know, 15 mile an hour clip or whatever. Which is fucking fast. Mm-hmm. That's the hilarious thing. 15 miles an hour feels so slow in a car, but, like, if you didn't have a windshield, like, you'd realize, holy fuck, I'm moving. Like, if I were to come to an abrupt stop, it would hurt a lot.
Like... So you see these Olympic sprinters and they're, you know, they're going and they're like, holy shit, that guy's going 25 miles an hour. imagine if instead of a ribbon at the end that the dude's running into was just a brick wall.
Yeah.
Imagine that dude running 25 miles an hour into a wall.
Or another guy running 25 miles per hour into him.
Yeah. That's 50 miles an hour worth of force right there. Holy shit.
Quick maps.
Battle sprinting. Let's go, Olympics.
Oh my god. It's just
chicken. Who
wins, chicken.
Lucas?
Whoever's
the
left
one with less injuries? Oh.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say both are not going to be standing after one round. It's going to be very rare for someone to be able to stand up after
ooh,
that collision.
Ooh. New Olympic sport, anime punching. One dude starts out 20 meters away from the other. They both sprint at each other, and they get one hit. They get one momentum-driven haymaker into the face of the other person at the same time. Whoever, like, actually makes contact and knocks the other person the fuck out wins. Bonus points if you connect fist and break both of your hands.
Right, you did... You reinvented jousting without the cool parts, like the horses and the lances. You just made it shitty.
No, it's anime.
No, actually, you don't understand anime.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's weird that jousting isn't somehow an Olympic sport still.
It's not weird.
No, it's not.
It's a deadly sport. It's a fucking
I don't think there's
sport.
Any Olympic sports that are... inherently, like, you're trying to kill the other person.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't dress it up like they did fencing. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm... Yeah but
fencing,
imagine if
no
that was a real sword
fencing,
and they aren't wearing armor. Like,
In real fencing, they do. In
no,
the fucking
don't.
Padded version of fencing that is a competition.
Fencing?
Why don't we have that for jousting, is what I'm saying.
Because there's a horse involved. One way or another, you're going really fast.
Earn that gold. Yeah.
Jousting doesn't work if you aren't able to actually shove a light pole into someone's sternum and knock them the fuck off of a horse, sometimes killing them. It doesn't work if you don't do that.
Yeah.
You could fence with, like, a car's dipstick.
Hell yeah, you can.
You wouldn't have to fucking kill somebody.
And we've all done it. We've all done, or you could fence with 16 dry erase markers stuck end to end. We've all done it.
The cardboard tube from wrapping paper.
Yep.
Yeah. Painted like a goddamn lightsaber.
Yep. All I'm saying, why aren't we competing in that sport right now?
The little drink swords that they give you sometimes alongside your umbrella.
The cocktail.
Everyone.
Yeah. No, but it's full sized.
Oh.
Just a plastic cutlass out there.
Yeah, just child's toy sword.
Mm. Hell yeah. I think they do that with Nerf now, right? Nerf
just makes swords. Oh, they've been making Nerf swords for a while.
Hell yeah.
I remember back in high school, back when I still thought Airsoft was cool, there was an event that I saw that I really wanted to go to that was basically like a full day zombie fight Airsoft thing. And they're like, you get your Airsoft gun, you get to keep one clip, one magazine for your Airsoft gun, and then you can have like a Nerf baseball bat or a Nerf sword. And then if a zombie touches you, you're a zombie now, and you chase after other people, and it just goes on like that for hours until there's no one left standing. But yeah, I saw videos, and it's just a dude standing there with a foam-ass baseball bat connecting with someone's skull as they sprint at them and knocking them flat on their ass. It doesn't matter that it's foam. That looks like it hurts a lot.
Yeah. You think Nerf swords can block Nerf darts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that feasible? They don't go that fast, right?
Right. And Nerf swords are not flimsy. They're rigid.
No, they're not. I feel like that'd be kind of fucking awesome. Like, having a Nerf fight and the Nerf sword can block, like, the darts. Like, in
So I'm on Amazon right now looking up Nerf sword. Top result, Enforce a Vendetta sword, discontinued by manufacturer.
No.
Nerf Enforce Battlemaster Mace Axe.
Oh, they have axes. That seems dumb.
Nerf Enforce Stonewall Sword and Shield.
Is it the Master Sword?
Yeah.
Zelda? Yeah.
That's right. Nerf like started licensing everything. Right? Mm. Like they had all the Fortnite guns all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah.
Although I don't think that this is most of these are just similar to Nerf.
That's fair. Speaking of baseball bats and baseball bat toys, Angel got to the episode of The Walking Dead that you referenced in your Negan cosplay.
Oh, man.
And I saw it, like, I was watching it, and then when she finished that scene, I was like, that's what Andrew went to Halloween as. That's why Lucas had to give me that wiffle ball bat. and she was like, why? Why would he go as Negan? And I was like, I don't know. I think it was a meme. I didn't watch the show.
It was a meme. Wait, was that?
Oh,
was that the episode where he like stabs the dude in the stomach in the street, and he's like, "I've never been so wrong in my life." That one, or is it the one where he? Okay.
I thought it was the one where he was beating people's skulls in with the bat.
No, that too. I mean, Negan.
That was the scene she said.
Yeah. No, Negan talks like that in every scene that I've seen it in. Not that I've seen the show in a while, but what I was specifically referencing was there's a scene in a couple of episodes, make sure you spoil this for her, where there's a scene where Negan goes up to a guy and say, "You got no guts," basically, and then disembowels him, and it's like, "Oh, there's your guts. I have never been so wrong in my life. Oh." Does the thing.
Yep. Yeah, she was very, very drunk at that Halloween party and having a lot of fun quoting that exact line.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
It was
the happiest I've ever been.
It was a really fun party, like, for that exact reason. That was the highlight of that Halloween for me. And then you explaining the bit to me.
No, explaining the bit is part of the bit. No, you don't understand. It's really cool. Like, there's a dude, he's got barbed wire in his baseball bat, and he talks like someone who has never actually existed.
So when I put Christmas lights around this wiffle ball bat, I'm like him.
But a meme version.
Yeah. It was the scene where he's like gonna make Rick cut off Carl's hand. Mm. And then I guess he doesn't. I don't know. I didn't watch that closely. He's like, I own you. I own you. You're mine. You belong to me. Is he still alive in the show?
Who?
Negan?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Oh, he's the main character now?
He's kind of a protagonist.
Isn't he like the bad guy?
Changes his mind. I stopped watching the show when they're like in their war with Negan. That comes later, spoiler alert. And I just kind of dropped it after that. But I do remember seeing like promos and random like clips on YouTube that would pop up. Yeah, no, Lucas is right. Negan is like the main character now.
Like an anti-hero or like...
I mean,
no,
Rick is an
anti-hero. No, he's supposed to be the good guy now. No, he's not.
Rick eventually leaves the show. Doesn't explicitly die. And I think they're like going to bring him back at some point. But then after that, they're like, Daryl is the main character. But Negan is in prison and Negan has a change of heart. And he helps. Now he's in charge.
I know, but like, is he still an asshole or is he like a cool guy?
I think he's still like...
He's still quippy.
Yeah. He still has an awesome sense of humor, Ryan. No one knows. Obviously.
Oh, sorry. I think I might have lost you guys. Yes? I didn't hear the answer.
Yeah. He's got a great sense of humor, as always. Don't you know it?
Yeah, he always did.
Yeah.
And when he was slaughtering innocents, you know, he was always very quippy.
Murdered Glenn. Yeah. People liked him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Angel also got to that point in the show, and she got really sad, and she was like, Glenn died. I was like, oh no, how'd he die? Because, as you guys know, Glenn died more than once. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, he just got like, he got piled on by a bunch of walkers. And I was like, I kept a very straight face. It was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, man.
I forgot that everybody, he has a fake out death at the beginning of that season. And then at the end of it, he really dies. And it's just robbed of any emotional resonance. Yeah.
They could do that for his second death too, right? As his skull is like completely caved in. There's a dumpster he crawled under. He's fine.
I remember.
Hey, guys! He's just got a dent like the size. Like a giant hole in his head.
I remember when he had his first fake out death, people gave it the Westworld treatment, and they're like, wait, no, look, there's a dumpster right there. He could easily have like crawled under it. Like, he's probably not actually dead. And they didn't reveal it for, like, 6 episodes. There was, like, a really long period of time before they, like, showed Glenn, like, not being dead. And they're like, oh, he just crawled under the dumpster and they couldn't get him. Cool.
So, R plus L equals J, basically. Yeah. Where everyone knew, but Jon Snow was killed in the end of a season. And everyone the whole time was like, well, yeah, but he's back. Like, you don't know what happens next at this point if you're a fan of the show.
And then that does happen, but then their twist on it is that there's no payoff. It doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because he just fucking dies.
Wait, Jon Snow or Glenn?
Jon Snow.
Both.
Yeah. I guess there's no payoff for both, but with Jon Snow, it was more. Yeah. There's no reason that he needed to be brought back, really. He didn't kill the Night King or anything. Just kind
of was there.
Yeah, just kind of hung out. He led some people a few times. Killed Danny, but that didn't really make that big of a difference.
That was a big deal. Yeah.
Because and killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Targaryens. Yeah.
Chill.
It's fine.
It's normal.
Edgy. It's fine. This isn't an anime. This kind of stuff is allowed and celebrated.
Okay, celebrated. Hold on.
I don't know.
I think everyone was very weirded out by all the incest in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say there weren't many Jaime Cersei stans that were like, I love them together. They're a power couple. I can't get enough.
The good news, at least, is that Steven Yeun was able to have a pretty successful acting career after The Walking Dead so far. And I don't know if Kit Harington's going to be in anything.
He said he, like, almost died from, like, all the stress of Game of Thrones recently. And was like, yeah, that sucked.
I've been meaning to see 7 Days in Hell since college. I gotta get around to that. See if Kit Harington's any good in that. I hope he is.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Like, we'll watch Marvel's...
Oh, I have seen.
What's it called? The Immortals or the Eternals or some shit. I think he's in that.
I have seen 7 Days in Hell. It's decent. It's very short, so...
That's fair.
You can knock it out and it's not that big of a time waster.
I mean, anything with Andy Samberg attached is kind of a guaranteed 5 out of 10, at least.
I'd argue most commercial actors, you could make that. most actors, their movies are probably going to be at least a 5 out of 10, unless they're absolute garbage actors.
I mean, like, I still think Ryan Reynolds has more bad movies than he does good, but yeah, I don't know.
Below 5 out of 10 movies?
Do we want to go through Ryan Reynolds' filmography super quick?
Well, ones that you've seen, I guess.
I
don't watch bad movies very often because I can see them coming a mile away.
That's fair.
Like, everyone talks about, like, everyone's movie ratings are inflated because your average rating is like a 7 out of 10. And it's like, well, no, I only watch movies I think I'm going to like. It's pretty rare that I watch a movie that I don't think I'm going to like. So
National Lampoon's Van Wilder, definitely below 5 out of 10. Waiting, definitely below 5 out of 10. The Proposal, maybe 5 out of 10.
Wow. Waiting is low-key not bad. Granted, I haven't seen it since high school, but...
Dude, no, it's it does not hold up. It's not good.
In what ways is Waiting bad?
It is the most early 2000s movie you have ever seen, and is just the cringiest thing. The cringiest thing you can look at now.
Oh, wait, now I remember this movie. Yeah, dude, Waiting is not good. Waiting fucking sucked. I remember watching it on, like, FX or whatever on TV when I was a kid. I'm like, haha, that's funny. And then watching it again a couple years later. Jesus Christ. Nah.
Fair. Yeah. Also, you don't like Van Wilder? Damn. I think you guys just not a fan of the goofball comedy. Wilder,
actually.
I don't think Van Wilder holds up. That could be a bad movie night. That could be a potential bad Okay, so now we have God's Not Dead for bad movie night, Van Wilder, and apparently Waiting. See if that holds up.
Two Ryan Reynolds movies and a Christian propaganda movie.
Just like he would have wanted. Andrew, we found out yesterday that one of the Duck Dynasty guys has a cameo in God's Not Dead.
What? Really?
Yeah.
And one of the atheist straw people is a woman who writes, she's a leftist journalist who writes anti-Duck Dynasty articles. That's her characterization.
Like, specifically anti-Duck Dynasty articles?
Yeah.
And they're then she praying, gets cancer. And they're bad because of it. They're gonna destroy America.
Yeah, and then she gets cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, as a punishment.
Oh, so they punish all the people that don't agree with them?
Yeah, every atheist in the movie gets punished.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because God's not real, and then they can just do... No, God is real. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
God
I was gonna
is
say,
real.
God is real, and he's a dick.
Oh, God. Yeah. And he's
wait, hold on. God's not dead. He's here, and he's back with a vengeance.
And he's fucking pissed.
So then they're just... deus ex machina is kind of generous. Then they're just divine interventioning all of the problems away in the script. Like,
yeah.
No character does anything to resolve anything. God just works it out for them, which, fair. Okay.
Awesome. Fucking tight.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, we got to watch it. I think it'd be fun.
It's literally the definition of deus ex machina, because deus ex machina means God from the machine.
Mm-hmm.
It means, you know, like, things working themselves out for no reason, just...
This doesn't even need a machine.
This
is just God, like, getting hands-on. Yeah, no, this is
the
plot,
the God. Well, no, the machine is the video that you're watching, like...
I always thought the machine was, like, some kind of...
God does stuff, apparently.
I always thought the machine was, like, some device within the narrative.
It's
but,
a loose
okay.
translation.
Yeah.
I don't think God is actually in the movie, though, like, inherently.
Really?
Somebody gave that woman cancer.
Right, exactly. I think you're supposed to... derive the fact that God is doing all these things to people, but I don't think they ever actually like have someone go like, oh, I hate God, and then all of a sudden like lightning strikes them or something like that. I think it's more supposed to be subtle.
God rolls
then,
up
yeah.
on a skateboard and does an ollie and then fucking blows his head off.
Yeah, no, I think it's more about the persecution.
No, dude, we
complex.
Just said the Duck Dynasty guy has a cameo in the movie. Like, God's there.
Oh, what if the Duck Dynasty guy was supposed to be God? Just like Lucas
is saying.
I think
he is.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen God and the Duck Dynasty guy in the same room?
Once, but God was very far away, you know? And like in a trench coat and a hat.
Right, and he was facing away from you like in a movie when they have a double stand-in for the main actor and he was seen over the shoulder. Yeah, could have been anyone. I'm telling you, this was my conclusion after yesterday's podcast too, Andrews, where I was like, I don't know, did you ever get afraid that you're about to get smited every time you like talk shit? Like even the smallest little like, oh no, I don't know, maybe that's not right. And then you think, no, God's going to kill me. And now it's like, boy, if 9-year-old me could see... the stuff I say. You'd be like, dude, you're dead. You're fucking dead, kiddo. Yeah.
Shut up,
he's
nerd.
Dead. Oh my God, he's fucking dead.
Okay, and this podcast is thriving. Not at all close to dead, but this episode's getting a little tired. Gotta rest up before the next one tomorrow. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 330 of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok is where you can find some fantastic highlight clips from this and the Voluntary Viewing show. voluntaryviewing@gmail.com is our email if you want to send us questions or business opportunities. Follow us on Twitter @v2_podcast for updates. We have a Patreon if you'd like to support us financially, or you can just give us money directly through the Anchor podcast platform. Act Blue link in the description down below if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. And lastly, follow me @LucasDrider online to keep up with all of my writing. Thank you all so much for listening. Can't let you forget, God is in fact dead. We canonically killed him on this podcast. So good luck. Good luck out there without any divine intervention. You're welcome.